USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden issued an executive order Thursday restricting American companies from investing in Chinese companies tied to that government's military efforts. The order expands the list of companies that American businesses are prohibited from investing in, adding 59 Chinese firms because of their military and surveillance ties. The Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. A spokesman for DeJoy confirmed he was being investigated over political fundraising at a former business. The Washington Post reporting that DeJoy and several former employees of his business have been interviewed by authorities looking into illegal campaign contributions. And the Dow rebounded from an early drop to finish the day virtually unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 265 points at its session low, rallying back to finish down just 23. The S&P 500 lost 15 points, while the NASDAQ dropped just over 1%, shedding 141 points. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States will begin to ship about 25 million doses of coronavirus vaccine, sharing them with countries in Africa, Asia, and the Western Hemisphere. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that the U.S. is sharing vaccines to help accomplish the overall goal of ending the pandemic.
Our goal in sharing our vaccines is in service of ending the pandemic globally. Our overarching aim is to get as many safe and effective vaccines to as many people as fast as possible. It's as simple as that. We want to save lives and thwart variants that place all of us at risk. But perhaps most important, this is just the right thing to do. Thanks to the ingenuity of American scientists and the resilience and commitment of the American people, we're in a position to help others, so we will help others.
The shipment is part of a promised 80 million doses that the U.S. will be sending overseas. At least 19 million of those first 15 million doses will be distributed through the United Nations COVAX program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Another bipartisan group of lawmakers toured border facilities this week as the crisis on the southern border continues. Vice President Kamala Harris has not made a visit to the border despite being in charge of the White House's response. She will travel to Mexico and Guatemala next week as part of diplomatic efforts to slow the flow of migrants to the U.S. border. Representative Henry Cuellar says he's been asking the administration to listen to those who have experience on the border. The Texas Democrat tells Fox News that those living on the border should be consulted for their knowledge.
All I've been asking in this administration, the prior administration, is to listen to the people that live on the border. We don't just come and visit for a few hours. We actually live there. There are people there with so much experience, the border sheriffs, the police chiefs, the mayors, and the judges. And we know how the border works. We understand the dynamics. We understand what happens on the Mexican side. Like your reporter said, most of the property or the territory on the other side of the border is controlled by drug cartels. Nobody goes in, nobody crosses without them charging them and giving them the okay.
And NASA will be heading to Venus twice in the next decade. The agency has announced a pair of missions to the planet in 2028 and 2030 to explore the planet's atmosphere and geology. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the missions aim to learn how Venus became an inferno-like world, capable of melting lead at the surface. The last U.S. craft to visit the planet was the Magellan Orbiter in 1990. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.